Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Arts Center is springing into action this new year with their newest exhibit, Feels Like Home, which will premiere on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The concept of the idea is to have artists create something that reminds them of that special homey feeling. Some of the art forms include mixed media works, photography, and sculptures. What makes this art sale different from others past is that the Kenai Arts Center will not be taking any commission from the sales, but instead the proceeds will go to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's Students in Transition Program. Charlotte Coots, the executive director for the Kenai Arts Center, says that the idea of donating to another program came up at a board meeting and believes that the KPBSC Students in Transition program would be a great candidate to receive those extra proceeds.
I just felt like it would be really great if once a year we did a fundraiser for another organization in the community that's always needing funds.
The KPBSC Students in Transition program is designed specifically for students who face challenges when it comes to their home lives. It can be difficult to be a successful student when stressors can get in the way. Coots explains that this program is dedicated to helping students be successful by taking care of the uncertainties in their lives.
It helps with school enrollment, helps make sure kids get their meal benefits, they can get transportation to them from school, help with school supplies, assistance like with their records that they need. They also help students who don't have stable housing, if they're couch surfing, if they're staying with someone but it's not their permanent home, if students who frequently change schools or are frequently absent. So there's a lot of other things that the program does, but those are some of the things that the program helps with.
Normally at the art sales, the artist gets to keep the larger portion of the commission and the art center gets a smaller portion. But what makes this event special is that all the proceeds that were intended to go towards the Kenai Art Center will actually go directly to the program.
However, there are some artists who have said, if my piece sells, I want all of it to go to the Students in Transition program. We have a few artists that have written that on their submission forms also.
Overall, Coots expresses excitement for this event and hopes that the Kenai Art Center can sell lots of artwork to help make donations to the KPBSC Student Transition program. Saldatna has been listed as one of their growing communities in Alaska. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A recent press release from U-Haul shows Alaska as one of the fastest growing states in the country by a metric which compares the percentage of people moving out of the state versus people moving in. And Soldotna is one of the communities seeing the largest influx of new residents. Per the company's data, Alaska moved up 7 places since 2022 on a year-over-year growth index list provided by U-Haul. According to the U-Haul Growth Index, analyzing one-way customer moves during 2023, Alaska is the number 34 growth state in the U.S. One-way U-Haul customers arriving in Alaska fell 13% from 2022, while departures fell almost 15%, as overall moving traffic slowed. With fewer residents leaving, Alaska enjoyed a nice bump in the rankings. Do-it-yourself movers arriving in Alaska accounted for 49.3% of all one-way U-Haul traffic in and out of Alaska. Alaska's notable net gain markets include Homer, Palmer, Wasilla, Seward, Ketchikan, Eagle River, Glen Allen, North Pole, Tok, and Soldotna. Juneau and Haines are among several break-even markets. The U-Haul Growth Index is compiled according to a net gain of one-way U-Haul trucks, trailers, and U-Box moving containers arriving in a city or state versus departing from that city or state in a calendar year. Migration trends data is compiled from more than 2.5 million one-way U-Haul customer transactions that occur annually across the U.S. and Canada. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday to discuss whether they would enter an agreement with the Kenai Peninsula Borough to accept landfill leachate at the wastewater treatment plant. Lee Fry, the solid waste director for the KPB, explained that leachate is any water that touches the trash at the landfill. Fry describes them as big bathtub-like cells, which are aligned holes in the ground. This means that any water precipitation, such as snow, would get captured in these cells, making it leachate. Considering that leachate may not be the best for the environment, Fry explains that there is a process to try and decontaminate the water.
So right now what we have is a leachate concentrator that essentially we take that leachate, put it into a super hot container with natural gas that we're heating it. We're burning off about 90% of what goes in there. 10% it comes back in a concentrated slurry that we put back into the waste mass. So we're kind of just reducing the volume as we can.
The waste department had their current unit installed back in 2014. They did purchase a new unit for leachate that would be shipping to Kenai in spring and would be replaced in the summer. The unit would be 2.5 times bigger than the current unit. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.